In an off-the-cuff remark at Aparecida on Wednesday, the Archbishop of the city, Cardinal Damasceno Assis, reminded Pope Francis that 4 years from now, Brazil celebrates the 300th anniversary of the rediscovery of the statue of Our Lady that gives the shrine its name. The Pope responded with a cheery, "See you in 2017. Needless to say, stories reporting a hoped-for return of Pope Francis on that date abound in all of the nation's daily newspapers. An interesting aside is that 2017 also marks the 100th anniversary of the apparitions at Fatima, so it could turn out to be a busy year for the Pope between one Marian shrine and another. But back to the local Rio Daily, or Globo, which gives ample space to the Pope's visit to the Hospital of St. Francis and to his condemnation of drug traffickers as merchants of death. Further articles and pictures of the event abound inside the paper, including a particularly touching photograph of the Pope embracing one of the former patients, beneath the title, "The Pope Against Drugs." The rain is another topic that dominates the dailies, devotion underwater, with pictures of the flooded mass site at Guaratiba. Another top story, of course, regards the tragic train crash at Santiago de Compostela, including the fact that the Holy Father prayed privately for the victims and their families. The mass circulation daily of São Paulo, or Estado de São Paulo, gives space to both the hospital visit and to Aparecida. Pope criticizes ephemeral idols, and notes how the Rio Metro will be open 24 hours over the next few days. Another article comments positively on the presence of the young people in the city, describing them as quiet and respectful. They don't go out at night, all they do is sing and pray. The paper also looks ahead to the Pope's much-awaited visit to the favela of Varginha and to the enthusiasm and anticipation of the people there. Finally, the day's baby story comes from San Salvador de Bahia. It's about the local police finding a newborn baby inside a shoebox in the street. They've given him the name Francis, in honor of the Pope, of course. With Pope Francis in Rio, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.